The U.S. military buildup in the Persian Gulf has emptied American bases in Germany. Many Germans living near those bases hope the troops come back soon, in part because the local economies depend on them. But even if a war in Iraq is short, the future of the American presence in Germany is uncertain. The Pentagon is developing plans to move some operations farther east, the countries in the so-called New Europe. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
In the tiny village of Ilisheim, near Nuremberg, restaurant owner Simon West has plenty of time these days to nuzzle with his golden retriever, Billy.
Was ist denn das, huh? Ja, was ist denn das? Nein, 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 nicht fressen. Nein. I think it's a bone.
On a normal evening, Billy would not be allowed in West's Bavarian-style dining room. Instead, it would be full of humans. But West, whose father is a former U.S. soldier, says paying customers have been scarce since both U.S. Army Apache attack helicopter squadrons based here left for the Persian Gulf.
And that's the only business I got right here. We have no industry, we have nothing around here, so no tourism. So we depend on the Americans here.
And not just him. The rent the U.S. military pays provides a significant share of the town's budget for schools, sewers, and roads. The base is the only customer for a heating plant local governments built just across the road. But Simon West worries that when troops come back here from the Gulf, they won't be staying long. As part of the Pentagon's ongoing effort to become more flexible and responsive, American officials are considering scaling down in Germany and perhaps creating smaller, more efficient bases in places like Poland or the Czech Republic. Rethinking European strategy is part of the job of General James Jones, head of the U.S. European Command.
It's likely that American forces will have an engagement strategy that will include our emerging Eastern European allies. Whether that means that we will build new bases and close bases in Germany is speculation at this point.
Over the past decade, the U.S. has been carefully building military relationships with former Eastern Bloc countries. And looking east is paying off. American troops likely to participate in any action against Iraq are currently at bases in Romania and Bulgaria. If that presence becomes more long-term, General Jones says, it could help stabilize and strengthen new NATO members. Bulgaria's Deputy Defense Minister Ivo Ivanov agrees.
It could be a signal to our country from NATO countries, from the USA, of the establishment of the new relationships with them. It will be a substantial help, of course, in the sense that it's running with their infrastructure and it's involving a lot of manpower working there.
U.S. officials insist the nascent discussions about shifting bases have nothing to do with current political tensions between the United States and Germany, despite at least one public suggestion by a congressman the U.S. should leave if it's not appreciated. After meeting in Berlin yesterday with General Jones, Germany's defense minister said he does not expect significant reductions of the number of American troops here. The massive downsizing already took place in the 1990s. A few installations are actually slated for expansion, including one base where, ironically, neighbors are complaining about water contamination and noise. They'd be glad to see the U.S. military go. Emily Harris, NPR News, Ilisheim, Germany.